even though we've established on a number of occasions that there's a chiyuv on the kohanim to do nesiat kapayim, nevertheless there are certain instances where the kohanim are exempt or prohibited from doing nesiat kapayim. One of them is with regards to the case of a kohen who's an avel. So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Kaf Ket Sif Mem Gimel says that during the week of Shiva, the kohen should leave the shul before Ratzai so that he's not called up to Duchen. But after the 7 days of Avilut are over, then they can Duchen as usual. However, the Rama adds that there are those who say that for the whole period of Avilut, so for 30 days for most relatives and for 12 months for parents, Kohanim shouldn't duchen, and that is the minhag. And the poskim explain that the reason why an avel doesn't duchen is because an avel needs to have a sense of simcha about himself and about life when he's duchening. The kohen who's an avel doesn't have that sense of simcha, and we've got a concept of tov lev hu yivareich, that it's only a person who's in a good-hearted mood can give a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah points out, though, that if the kohen didn't, for whatever reason, leave the shul before Ratzai, then he's got a chiyuv to respond and to go up to Duchen. And says, likewise, if there are no other kohanim in shul, or if there's even only one other kohen in shul, so there are not two kohanim in shul, then an avel who's a kohen should duchen, but not during the week of Shiva. The poskim say that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, where in any event they duchen every day rather than just on Shabbat and Yom Tov, is that a kohen who's in Avilut does join in the duchening after Shiva. There are some who say that they shouldn't till after Shloshim, but it seems that most places follow the view of the Chazon Ish and allow the kohanim to duchen after the Shiva is over. Sefer Geshar Chaim brings down that in actual fact in Yerushalayim there's some kohanim who have a minhag that even whilst they're sitting Shiva that they duchen. This is based on Kabbalistic sources, and one doesn't need to stop them from doing so. In Chutz La'aretz, though, the minhag is, as we said, that the kohanim don't duchen for the entire duration of the Yud Beit Chodesh. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach brings down in a tshuva in Schelek Gimel, Simon Kuf Samach Vav, in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, that Reb Chaim Brisker held that in actual fact the kohanim should duchen, even though they're aveilim, and not follow the minhag of the Rama, because it's inappropriate that they should miss out three brachot every day, or at least on Yom Tov when they duchen in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Moshe Sternbach indicates that the minhag's not like that, but says certainly on the Yamim Noraim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they can duchen for two reasons. Number one, that there's less of a requirement of simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur than there is on the Shalosh Regalim. And second of all, these are times when it's very necessary for Am Yisrael to have the brachot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's a mistake, or perhaps inappropriate, to let the Kohanim not duchen and not bestow those brachot. Adkan.